Not everything your kids watch this summer has to be on Twitch or YouTube. There are tons of options for teens and tweens waiting to be streamed. Techonomics host Jason Middleton talks with a children's TV specialist about the best shows for the older children at home. And that starts now.
Well, hello again, and thanks for listening. STEM You Can Stream. That's the theme for this week's show. Four segments dedicated to cool programs for all ages that entertains and stimulates as well, especially around science, technology, engineering, and math. Shows like this.
It's aluminum, and everything you need to know about it is right here, now.
We've covered STEM You Can Stream for ages 3 to 6 in the first segment, ages 6 to 11 in the second segment, and now for Seg 3, it's tweens and teens. For this STEM show, I spoke with Common Sense Media's TV editor, Polly Conway, for all four segments this week, so we could really unpack entertaining solutions to any possible summer brain drain for kids. So here's part 3.
Teens and tweens.
Teens and tweens, okay.
Yes, and this gets into some adult shows as well because, you know, kids at this age have a pretty good understanding of certain STEM concepts and they're able to watch, you know, whatever you're watching on Discovery or National Geographic. So this is a show that just came out last week. It's on YouTube Red, which is one of YouTube's networks.
Subscription services.
Exactly.
Right.
So you can watch the first episode for free. But to watch the rest, you do have to pay, but it's not that much.
It's $8.99 a month, I believe, for YouTube Red. And that gives you all of their premium programming as well as all their music programming.
Oh, the music too.
Right. And that's what's going to be rolled up into another subscription later this year that will include local programming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just my plug right there.
Totally. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. And the show's called Hyperlinked. And it's about a group of teenage girls who have, it's based on a real life thing that happened. There is a website called Miss O and Friends, and it's sort of a girl advice, just general purpose blog kind of for girls. So they sort of wrap that into the show. In the show, these girls have created this website basically to help their friends, to help the rest of the world.
And as a big sis, I was always helping my little sis and her friends with advice. They had tons of questions about being a girl.
So every time I try to give this girl in my class a compliment, she just looks away. What should I do?
You know, sometimes I get self-conscious when someone says nice stuff to me. All you can really do is just keep being nice and don't stress about it.
And it's a really neat way to show creating technology doesn't have to be like, oh my God, I made this new app and it's going to make $1 zillion. It's going to, you know, it's all about, you know, how can we use this technology to make the world a better place?
Taking a cliche and actually making it applicable to real
exactly.
life. Okay, good. All right, good. Reverse engineering what became a cliche.
Yes, actually making the world a better place. So a bunch of really fun girls. They're actually a singing group. So there's some music in there, too.
Oh.
So they have come together to create this website, and one of them is a master coder. One of them is, like, the advice person. Another one is sort of does, like, the video, you know, informational videos. Mm-hmm. And it's all, you know, sort of set in like a fun, kicky teen setting. But it's really quality. It's really fun to watch. These girls are smart and fun and interesting and have personalities beyond like, oh, she's a nerd because she's the one who's coding. They all have a lot going on. So, yeah, that's exciting. And I think the world is really excited about that one, too.
Cool.
It's gotten,
a lot
of attention.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I would be remiss if I did not mention MythBusters.
Yeah.
Even though it's officially no longer on the air, we don't care about the air anymore.
No, we don't.
Because we have online and streaming.
Over the air, out of the air, both OTA.
What you got there?
This is pretty cool. It is a wallet made entirely out of duct tape. You know, I was thinking we could do an entire segment on duct tape.
A segment? We could do a whole episode. Heck, we could do a whole season on the mythical properties of duct tape.
You know, you're right. Let's do a whole hour on duct tape.
Okay.
They're available on Hulu right now.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those shows, I think, that flip-flops from network to network.
Yeah,
but
the
right
rights
now,
do transfer and they cascade, yes.
Yeah, but it's just a joy to watch those guys figure stuff out and do experiments and just to see adults really jazzed about science, I think, is really fun for kids to watch. And also know that those dudes are cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're killing it in the world.
Right.
And they're great role models and everyone loves them. And kind of to piggyback on that, now that MythBusters is no longer on the air, there's a show called White Rabbit Project, and that's on Netflix.
Right.
And that features some of the supporting cast from Mythbusters doing similar stuff. They've also integrated some history lessons in there. They sort of go back and figure out how, you know, how did the Hindenburg explode? How did, you know, these things happen? So that's a super fun one, too.
Don't be scared. We're both going through the same thing here.
Okay.
And you know I would never do anything weird to myself.
That's not true. How is it? Why is this happening?
My brain is signaling these electropads to move my arm. And my arms are signaling you
Can't control me.
I do preview those before my 8-year-old watches them, but there are a couple that really do work for that. We had one of the producers on before they launched.
Oh, cool.
On Netflix, yeah. So that one, I'm glad you mentioned, because I thought it was going to be quality, but we only had one episode to preview.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear it has legs.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun one for, you know, 12 and up,
yeah,
if you're interested in that kind of thing, cool, and you're burned out on Mythbusters. Somehow. Yeah. Somehow.
It can happen.
Oh, yeah.
The size of a fireplace log, this nuclear fuel bundle generates a lot more heat. It's packed with enough uranium to power 100 homes for a year. To obtain the uranium, they tunnel 1,640 feet underground at this site in northern Saskatchewan. This mine is the largest source of high-grade uranium in the world.
How it's made.
I don't know that one.
How it's made, it's on Discovery. It's like, I think it has 4 segments per episode. And it's like, here's how this robot is made. Here's how a crayon is made. Or I don't know. It's just very informational, but also really, really fun to watch. Like, it kind of reminds me of, for an older audience, but those videos that were part of Sesame Street, where it was just like,
yeah, this, I always is how waited
they,
for those.
This is how they make sugar. And you're just like, what?
Because it was really high production, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Really well edited and beautiful shots and stuff. Yeah, I get you.
So you get to learn just little tidbits of things. And then if you want to know more information, you know, you can go on and research on your own. But that's a fun one. They have a zillion episodes.
Cool. That's new to me. I'll check that one out.
Yeah, it's a good one. And also in the How family, there's How Stuff Works on YouTube.
Now, that one I think I've seen.
Yeah.
It's aluminum, and everything you need to know about it is right here, now, on How Stuff Works.
So that's sort of a similar one. I think at this age, kids have a deeper understanding of math, science, and they really want to see things in action. Mm-hmm. They want to think like, okay, could I do this? Can I build this? Well, you know, what does it take to make this thing happen?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really fun.
Right on. In the maker category.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Right on.
And just seeing people working and being creative and using their minds is always
inspirational.
Good for everyone to see.
Exactly. Doing stuff with your hands is always kind of cool.
Yeah.
Personal front page again, but I do see the effects, right? If she'll watch a maker show, she'll go make something.
Yeah.
You know, and not just the Legos, which are great.
I mean, right.
That's why they're there. But she'll want to go up into the tool shed and try to find a piece of wood and try to do something like that. I love to see that kind of inspiration. And I'm glad that you're doubling down on that with your site and raising the awareness around those shows.
Good. Yeah. And that, you know, brings me to the fact that we have tons and tons and tons of recommendations that I haven't mentioned on the site, and lots of recommendation lists that are really easy to digest and say, you know, okay, I want to see STEM. I want to see just science. I want to know what math shows are there. So we have all that, and that's really fun.
Well, that's why we asked you in, because we wanted you just to pick out an elucidation or an illustration of what we could be watching this summer when it comes to the themes of your site. And we'll definitely point everybody back to the site as well.
Cool.
That was Polly Conway. She's the TV editor at commonsensemedia.com. Her Twitter is @PollyMarie. And while we're at it, mine is @KGOJason. Find us at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. Coming up next, we had too much tweens and teens content, so we're kicking some kids programming into our final segment.
4 more celebrities.
Quick, right.
Try to sieve, whisk, and roll their way to glory.
More STEM You Can Stream and some analysis around the Federal Reserve Bank's meeting this week is coming up right after the break. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Please come on back.